Rafa, they know all too well in these parts that you do a pretty good half-time team talk. Was that what was required today?
Yeah, I think it was important because Liverpool started really well and we needed to react. So I think that the players, you can give credit to them because they were doing so well. And in the second half, we scored two goals and even we have two chances in counter-attack to score another one. But to come here to get a point against a very good team, when you are at the bottom of the table, sometimes you have to be pleased and happy because it was quite difficult.
I mean, every point is valuable at this stage of the season, but I just wonder, with those two games to come against Aston Villa and Crystal Palace, this really is a platform for you, isn't it?
Yeah, every game for us now is a final, so we know that we cannot make mistakes. So we will play at home against Crystal Palace, and hopefully the fans can help and will not suffer as much as we are suffering now, conceding an early goal. Aston Villa will be also really important, and hopefully we can fight at the end against Tottenham and try to stay up winning against Tottenham.
I can see it amongst the fans. They're starting to believe. I know you will believe. Do you look around your dressing room now and do you see your players just starting to believe as well? They can escape.
Yeah, I think so. I think that the last three games we saw a lot of character. The reaction of the team after the defeat against Southampton has been fantastic, and everybody thinks that we can do it, but obviously it depends on the other teams too, but at least we are trying to do our best.
Rafa, you told us before the game that the players had been showing a lot of passion and had been committed. They haven't really seen that away from home this season. How pleased are you to get that in an away game and such an important one?
More than they were not competing, I think that they didn't have the belief after conceding a goal that they could change the score. So now that is the positive thing. The reaction of the team at halftime has been really good because it was 2-0 down against Liverpool, that they have already scored four goals in the last three games. So I think that is even more important.
Were you surprised by the way the game started and you were behind so early?
Yeah, I think we made mistakes, but it can happen in football, and especially when we are in the position that we are. So we have to learn from that, and hopefully we can start better, especially the next game at home.
Papi Cisse played up front, got his third goal of the season. You've preferred him to Alexander Mitrovic recently. How pleased are you for Cisse with that header?
I prefer both, but you have to manage. No, it depends on the games. I think that Papi was doing a great job. And after, you know that Mitrovic will come and he will be a threat too. So I think that we have to find the balance between one, the other one, or sometimes even both, no, against Sunderland. But you have to be sure that both are ready and they compete between them, and that is good for the team.